The Saudi takeover of Newcastle United is signed, sealed, and for these fans, something to shout about. The team's faced a battle to stay in the Premier League, with fans repeatedly calling for current owner Mike Ashley to leave the club after 14 years. He's accused of holding the team back.
There's been no investment, and then past that, our football's been terrible. The ambition has just been pummeled out of our club, and our fans are just so excited that this sort of is a new dawn and hopefully a new era for Newcastle United.
The takeover comes after a Saudi-led consortium satisfactorily convinced the Premier League that the Saudi state wouldn't have day-to-day control of the club, passing what's known as the Premier League Owners and Directors Test, designed to eliminate state interference in football. Instead, a Saudi public investment fund will provide 80% of the $400 million deal, despite the fund being chaired by Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The move comes after Saudi also lifted its four-year ban on Qatar-owned beIN Sports, which owns the rights to show Premier League games in the Middle East and North Africa. The kingdom's accused of illegally transmitting Premier League games during its three-year blockade of Qatar. Human rights groups have condemned the takeover, with Amnesty International accusing Saudi of so-called sports washing, trying to improve its image through top-level football. Among those alleged abuses, the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, his death apparently ordered by the Crown Prince himself.
Ever since this deal was first talked about over 18 months ago, Amnesty has said that it would represent a really high watermark for the Saudi authorities in their efforts to clean up their appalling human rights record by buying into top-flight English football. It seemed that the Premier League was going in one direction on this decision, and now they've gone in another. And it sets a dangerous precedent that English football is open for business when it comes to sports washing.
It's unclear whether the allegations of piracy levelled against Saudi by Qatar-based beIN Sport, or indeed all of the allegations of human rights abuses by Saudi, were responsible for delaying this takeover of the club. We know, of course, that the piracy issue appears to have been solved, but when it comes to human rights abuses, Saudi remains very much in the spotlight.
The surprise takeover raises pressing questions about what matters most to fans and football clubs: the depths of an owner's pockets or their integrity. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, Newcastle.